close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are once again, each and every Thursday, Tracy. As you know, we love to talk about the juiciest of reality shows, whether it be on TV, on Bravo, or whether it be from our favorite go-to, of course, Netflix. Now, we've talked about a whole bunch of celebrities so far.
Oh, yes, we have.
We're talking about Vicki Gunvalson, Jaza Sunset. Yep. Of course, you remember Bryce from Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
Of course I do.
All the beautiful people, for sure, we love to bring onto our show. And speaking about a woman who by far is beautiful as a ginger as she is a blonde, we got to go back to our Netflix show and one of the hottest shows right now that I was super excited to come about because you know how much I love to watch horror films.
Yeah.
Get a load to this show.
It's hard to have a fresh start when the past is on your mind.
I think we have some unfinished business to talk about.
But it's a new me.
You were here before. I couldn't look you in the eye.
Will Bettelheim.
Your credit came back sparkling, Will.
But I looked you up. You're not on the socials. Thought you might be some kind of freak. It makes me
cry. I'm told LA is what you make of it.
Float like a feather.
Who you surround yourself with.
In a beautiful world.
Hello. You.
I wish I was special.
Love.
It's nice to meet you, love.
You're so very special.
Maybe I should run. But I don't want to.
What are your intentions with my sister?
Perfect bite?
Perfect.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
What do you want, Candace?
You did it again, didn't you?
And she has arrived via the phone. We are super excited to introduce to you, oh yes, Candace herself, Amber Childers from the Netflix show You. Good morning, Amber. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, you beautiful ladies. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to talk to you soon enough about that particular show.
Yeah.
But first, let's talk about what the craziness has been going on in this world because we know you're a beautiful mom. Tell us how you've been getting through with COVID lately.
Oh, man. Lots of coffee.
Right.
lots of wine once the kids are in bed. You know, just taking it day by day, you know, and knowing, I guess, that you're not in this moment alone when it feels so heavy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like been totally overwhelming. I have a 10-year-old daughter. Her name is Gia. And we do a segment called the Madtown Mom Squad. And all the moms can all attest that, you know, life that has changed with schooling, you just want to have a glass of wine or five.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like five, for sure.
More like five. Yeah.
Hey, so have you been watching any shows during this time? How was it filming the two seasons of You on Netflix? And any hints about season three?
I mean, have I been watching any shows? To answer your first question, yes and no. I feel like, you know, because the kids have been around so much, it's probably not appropriate to watch, you know, some of the programming. I mean, I did binge Tiger King because I think that I just caught on to, like, the hysteria of it. And I was like, I got to check this show out. Like, and I was seeing so many memes and then my kids were talking and, like Carol Baskin. And I was like, what is this?
Right.
So, and of course, I got sucked in. I thought it was so good. So that's the only, I'm not a big reality TV person, but I did watch that one. And then the other night, Thelma and Louise was on. And that's like, you know, a classic. And that's like badass bitches, you know, taking revenge.
That's right. Oh, yeah. And let's talk about Brad Pitt being super hot in that movie.
Oh, my God. I can't.
I know.
That's
I
where
know.
We first saw him and fell in love with him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then he went on to Legends of the Fall. I'm like, oh, please. Can I write?
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, can I ride on your horse? Can I definitely do that? I just quickly wanted to ask you, Amber, when it comes to sociopath stalkers mm-hmm. like Joe that you had to deal with, God bless him, who do you think is crazier person? Would it be Joe or Joe Exotic from Tiger King?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I would definitely say Joe from the show. I mean, I think the other guy, there's something, you know, Joe from Tiger King, there's something so, I don't know. I don't see him as being a completely bad person. I think he's had really bad circumstances. But yeah. when you, like, cross over and you start, you know, murdering people and, like multiple people as you know, not just one, but right. multiple people. I mean, you got to check yourself.
Yeah. I still believe Carol Baskin fed her husband to a tiger and it's sitting in the back of her kitty litter box. That's where I think Carol Baskin's ex-husband is.
I agree. I definitely agree with you. It's just only a matter of time.
Yeah, it is. She's the crazier of all of them.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Very good.
Hey, so how was it filming the two seasons of You on Netflix?
So great. I mean, for the first season, we filmed in New York, and New York is like my home. That's where I played Colby on All My Children, and I was there for 3.5 years of like that segment of your life where you would be in college. So I always equate like New York to my town, where like if I need to escape, and you know. So being in New York and having the opportunity to work in New York was like a dream come true again for me. And then second season, of course, being back at home with my kids and being able to sleep in my own bed and, you know, drive 30 minutes to work every day was another, you know, blessing, because it doesn't necessarily, you know, happen for actors where, you know, everyone's shooting in like Atlanta or Vancouver. And so to have that opportunity, I felt really fortunate.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we've got more wonderful things to come with this beautiful actress from the Netflix show, You, Amber Childers.
With Reality Check on 93.1 Jams.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Close your legs and marry me and hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay?
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, if you love a hot sociopath, of course, you know that show from Netflix, You. She stars in it, Amber Childers. She's on the phone.
Yes, she is. And I can't wait to hear more of what she has to say.
Amber, I have to ask you a question, because you being on soap operas, I have observed, you know, you see someone that has been on a soap opera, say like Days of Our Lives or The Bold and Beautiful, and they've been on there for, you know, 25 years. They have not aged one damn day in their life. Is there a secret surgeon that helps out all the soap opera stars? I mean, how do they all stay so young?
I have no idea, but it's so crazy, because even like look at Susan Lucci. That woman does not age. And I was telling my fiance the other day, I pulled out a pair of heels and I said, you know, one of the greatest lessons that Susan Lucci, because I'm not good in heels. It just, my feet hurt. My feet weren't made for heels. And I said, one of the greatest lessons that she ever taught me was, I said, Susan, how do you walk around with these 6-inch heels like it's, you're walking in slippers?
Right.
And she said, I trained myself at home. Ooh. I would walk around the house. And I'm like, okay, well, if I start walking around, you know, in heels, my kids are going to think that I've lost it. So
right.
That's not
Wow, Mom, that's really impressive.
I know.
I'm like, yeah, honey, I know.
Yeah.
I'll just stay with like my snow boots, because we live in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. with an apple on the top of my head, because I cannot walk in heels.
No.
That is for sure. So we are super excited, Amber, because, honey, we absolutely adore jewelry. We love everything that has to do with fashion and being feminine. And that's exactly what you have going on now with a beautiful women empowerment jewelry line. Tell us about the collection, Rise Totem.
So I created, thank you, by the way, I created the Rise Totem collection in honor of the women that have guided me throughout my life. And with this in mind, and having daughters myself, I thought, you know, we need to be able to have something that we could not only keep for ourselves, but also give away and say as a token of gratitude and celebrate each other and know that, like, you know, especially during this time in particular, I created the piece a few years back, but in this time in particular, it's like those days that you can't see your friends, you can't see your girlfriends, and hitting the fan at home. It's like you have this piece around your neck going, one, I'm not in it alone, and two, like my friend who gave this to me or any of my other close family members, you're only a phone call away. And sometimes that's, as women, like raising a family or when you're a busy boss lady, you forget that. And we need to stay so close to our community and really celebrate the women that have guided us and taught us everything that makes us who we are today.
It's so beautiful. I'm a huge fan. You're from Arizona. I was born in Scottsdale. So I remember looking at my mom. She always had beautiful turquoise jewelry on. It was always silver.
Oh,
beautiful.
I love turquoise. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's why I'm in love with that turquoise double halo slice ring.
Oh,
I would
yes.
like to get one of those. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's like, and by the way, that turquoise is comes from a mine in Arizona. It's called Sleeping Beauty Turquoise. And that mine is no longer open. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the really unique turquoise stones that you can find. I'm obsessed. Like, it doesn't even look real. I get so excited just talking about it. But yes, my great grandmother has like all these really authentic turquoise pieces that were passed on to her by the Yavapai Indians. Mm. So it's just there's so much history there, and I love it. And this is why I also love making jewelry, because it is not just a beautiful piece of that, you know, you could put around your neck or in your ears. It has meaning, and I think that's what we're all missing in our life, and especially 2020 has really brought us all back down to earth and just humbled us, and just, you know, reevaluating our values and what we believe and where we want to spend our time.
I think it's a cool idea, your face mask chain mm-hmm. necklace. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I was like so sick of, I said, you know, every time I look down, I can't find my freaking face mask. It's like kept in my purse. My kids just stole it. I dropped it on the floor. It's like, I can never find these. And I was like, I just want like a really chic chain. We're all going to be wearing these face masks. At least for me, I'm going to be wearing it for the rest of the year. Like, I just want it to be easy and accessible to be able to pull it up and down when you need to, you know?
That's great. Hey, so why is women empowerment so important to you?
I think for a number of reasons. I feel like I've always really struggled with, you know, my female relationships. When I was younger, I played golf, I played basketball. And when I was growing up, that was very much like a man's world. It's very different now. Mm-hmm. But, and so I really had a hard time just like bonding with people. And I think that there's some things that I've been through in my life where I've really been hurt by other women. And I think that we just need to lead by example and really, again, like value those relationships, those pure and authentic relationships, and have each other's backs. I think that's one of the most important things. Listen, we don't all have to agree on everything, but we have to be respectful to one another. And I think that's also like a big part of my goal in making a brand that has this underlying foundation.
I love it. Yeah. And we are so about that women empowerment and the lady bosses out there. Make sure that you show and give compliments when you can. Yep. And, you know, you have it all, Amber. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're a lady boss yourself, an entrepreneur, and you are just doing your thing. So for all the fabulous listeners that we have, where can they go to see this extraordinary collection of yours?
So you can check it out on the website, which is just amberchillers.com, or you could find me on Instagram, which is at amberchillers.
Well, we are following you already.
Thanks.
Because you're fabulous.
Yes, you are.
Well, Amber,
thanks,
thank you so very much for coming on our show this morning. We look so forward to, you know, following you on Instagram and, of course, up and coming, you know, shows that you will be on, because you're very talented. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I know you are a beautiful blonde, but I'm a ginger, and I thought you just rocked that ginger in the show you.
You did.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love being a redhead.
That's so true.
Yeah,
you look pretty, like, both ways.
I know.
Yeah.
It must be rough.
I know, right?
Okay.
That you can switch colors like that and still look good.
Okay, girl. It's Madtown's 93.1 Jams with Chris in the Morning Rush and Reality Check.